It's Chag Sameach. Yesterday, 2 days ago on Shmini Atzeret, we started saying Mashiv Haruach Umorit HaGeshem in the Amidah, what we've called Hazkarat Geshamim, making mention of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides rain for the world. And the halacha is that if one forgot to say it, then one needs to repeat the Amidah. The question is, at what stage does one no longer need to be worried that one didn't say it, and one can assume that one said the correct text? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Chet says that in the summertime, if a person's not sure if they carried on saying Mashiv HaRuach or not, so within the first 30 days from the beginning of Pesach, they've got a chazakah, a presumption, an assumption that they said it, because that's what they're used to saying. And if they're uncertain what they said, then they need to repeat the Amidah. And the Rama says that this is the same in the winter. If after Shmini Atzeret, person's unsure, did they say Mashiv HaRuach or didn't they? So for the first 30 days, we assume that they didn't say it, and they need to repeat the Amidah. And beyond that point, they don't need to repeat the Amidah. We'll assume that they did say it. Now, in Se'if Tet, the Shulchan Aruch says that in actual fact, if you say 90 times, then we can assume that you've got used to saying that, and you don't need to repeat the Amidah. So just by saying it 90 times, even if on Shmini Atzeret afternoon, or if you're bored during the Hakafot on Simchat Torah, or something like that, then you decide, you know what, I'm going to say that line 90 times. That way, if I've got a Safek, I assume that actual fact I said Mashiv HaRuach, and I don't need to worry. So we've obviously got some sort of contradiction here, because in Se'if Chet we're saying it's 30 days, and in Se'if Tet we're saying 90 times. But in 30 days you've got more than 90 amidot, because you've got various musafin which are going to add to it. Also, you can have the situation, perhaps a person is a shliach tzibur, and so they say Chazarat Hashem, so they'll have 90 amidot in not less than 30 days. Also, you could have you've got the situation of women who perhaps only daven once or twice a day. Very often they don't daven 3 times a day. So even in 30 days, they haven't said the Amidah 90 times. So what's the dinners for them if they're unsure whether they said Mashiv HaRuach or not? So the Mishnah Brura gives a couple of answers to this question. First of all, he says in the name of the Derech Moshe, the Eliyahu Rabbah, and the Derech HaChaim, that in Se'if Chet, where it says 90 days, doesn't actually mean 90 days. It means the number of Amidot, standard Amidot, that one would say in 90 days, and assuming that you, sorry, in 30 days, which means that you say 3 Amidot a day over 30 days, so that's 90 Amidot. So there's not really any contradiction. The din is 90 Amidot. So long as you said 90 Amidot, so then that's good enough. But he brings the view of the Vilna Gaon, who says in actual fact the Ikka is 30 days. Even if you said more than 90 Amidot, you need to keep on for 30 days. And likewise, if you said less than 90 Amidot, once you've hit 30 days, then that's going to be sufficient. The Mishnah Berurah's Maskana seems to be that Lemaisa will be Makel either way. So either 90 Amidot or 30 days. So for a person who's a Shliach Tzibur and says most days or many days, 2 extra amidot, shachrit and mincha, so then he's going to have said 90 amidot well before 30 days after Shmini Atzeret, and already if they've got a safek after that, then they don't need to repeat the Amidah. And likewise, a woman who says less than 3 amidot a day, nevertheless, at the end of 30 days, then they can assume that they're saying Mashiv HaRuach, and they don't need to repeat. Question is, very often comes up, like, you know, you're not sure if you're what you said, and you know what stage do you have, still have to go back. So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Lamed Chet says that if a person before they started saying the Amidah, they knew they had to say, you know, they'd logged, I've got must say Mashiv Haruach, and then at the end of the Amidah they're not sure, so it makes a difference. It's immediately the end of the Amidah, perhaps even at the end of that bracha, you're not sure what you said, you don't go back. Maybe it's man muflag if it's like, you know, half an hour later or during Chazar and you hear the Shliach Tzibur say Mashiv Haruach, you really can't be sure what you've said, so then you wouldn't need to go back. But that seems to be only if you logged it before you said the Amidah, what you were supposed to say. If you didn't log it beforehand, you know, okay, you remembered on Shmini Atzeret and, you know, all that, but now you've got no idea. And it would seem even Zman Muflag, even quite a while later, one would need to go back. What doesn't seem to be discussed by any of the poskim is the question of how you define nistapek. This can be a real issue. You know, like, you know, a person can be, yeah, I'm 90% sure, however you manage, measure degrees of certainty. But, you know, I'm 90% sure that I said it, but maybe I'm not. And then it can happen that you say the Amidah again, and once you've started, then you're pretty sure you didn't say it, or you did say it. So it's not made clear, you know, what the rule is. It seems to me that you need to go, you know, do you think you did say it? Probably you did, or probably you didn't. That's the question that you need to ask. If probably you didn't, then you need to repeat. If probably you did, even though you might have a small safek that you didn't, then I think you wouldn't need to repeat. But I haven't seen anything clear on that. Ad kan.